Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Yo, Peter, what the hell? Hey, what is happening to me? My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. What happened? We were doing so good, Pete.
Whoa,
I was doing so well.
Whoa, Mr. Wear Your Mask. Whoa, Mr. Wear Your Mask. Whoa.
You know what? Right now it's Mr. Steal Your Health. I don't know what to do, man. Peter, take it away. I got to put my life together. I got to figure out what I'm going to say to these people.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan for everybody but you.
Whatever, man. Shut up. Hump day. I can't even use the hump day as a solace. I can't even use that as my...
I shouldn't be humping anybody, really.
Maybe that was the problem. Maybe that's where it all got started wrong.
Weather in Kansas City as you're waking up. It's mildly hot, so nice.
Feverish, if you would. Not me, though.
The real feel is a little bit different today. I do have to tell you that.
Break me off with that real feel. Ooh, be gentle. Be gentle today, Pete.
Well, it's 80 degrees for everybody else, but I assume you have a fever or something.
Shut up. I'm fine.
No, it's about 2 or 3 degrees higher than the actual temperature. High of 94, plenty of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies tonight. High of 92, low of 73 on Thursday.
Chills? You get the chills too, huh?
Mostly sunny.
Get tested.
It's going to be nice. It looks like the rain will hold off throughout the weekend. We are watching Hurricane Laura in the south. I don't think it's going to impact us.
So by watching, you mean just like, you know, watching TV, or are you actually really breaking it down? You're getting to the nitty gritty. Are you breaking down these Laura numbers?
I am watching it. I know that. We'll see what happens to it, because I'm going to have my eyes on that thing.
Oh, boy.
You got to watch out for the invisible virus and the rain virus coming at us.
Yes, yes, yes.
It doesn't look like Hurricane Laura, so the path, it goes from what would be the southeast, it comes to the northwest a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily look like it's going to hit Missouri unless it changes course and goes a little bit more west for Kansas City. Might touch St. Louis before heading up to the northeast.
Well, I was worried, so thank you for being on top of that. Thank you for that peace of mind.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
That's our mandatory wrestling reference of the day. Shout out to
him. Man. So
Helms, Shane Helms.
I mean, you are, you know, we just talked about Shane Helms over the past month. You've been Shame Helms, just shaming people for not wearing their mask. Meanwhile, there's some kind of misstep, I have to tell you, over the past month that has led you to become COVID positive. Now
there's no misstep of course, on my part. No, seriously.
Are wishing you the best. We hope that you're going to be okay. But I mean, you are Mr. COVID positive right now.
Clearly this thing is airborne, because I have taken every precaution. Pete, I'm not even kidding, man. I did everything so right.
Right. Yeah.
I have barely left. I double mask. I yell at your ass every other day. Literally, that's when we have these shows, every other day. And just consistently, I know I can always rely on yelling at you at some point. And my ass is the one who gets dinged. I get dinged for the Rona.
I mean, you just didn't yell at me. You yelled into the thin air on Twitter. Some of your frenemies, you certainly yelled at. And now here you are. You show up to your side gig, the Sporting KC, for those who don't know. And Hartzell was sent home with...
Hey, protocols work.
So you're not... What is the deal with your symptoms? No symptoms on your end right now?
I have none. I literally... Mm. So I was just doing what I thought was a formality, you know? Everything was totally different at the stadium. So we had to go through all these new COVID protocols. So I'm going through what I thought was my old entrance, and they say, hey, you got to go back and get tested. I said, nope, no big deal. So I turn around, I go, and we do the whole rapid test deal, and I'm sitting there, and they're like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you should be good to go. So I'm sitting there 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes. I'm thinking, this is taking longer than I thought. And the guys around me, they're getting their names called. They're going back to work. And I'm just like, okay, this is starting to get concerning. And so now I'm on my phone. I'm just trying not to think about it. And I look to my left, and I see Doc putting on one of those face shields.
Yeah.
He's got one of those, like, Back to the Future hazard suits that Doc Brown and Marty wear at the beginning.
Right.
And I immediately know that's, I think I've got the Rona. I got the bug. So that's, long story short, just...
They sent you home.
They sent me home. I didn't go anywhere near the building. I recorded the starting lineups from my car, and then I booked it to the bottoms because I still had to work, y'all, because this is the new normal, still trying to find a new check. And so I booked it to the bottoms, and I hosted the rest of the watch party from my house. And I guess... honestly, you know what, though? The protocol works. Like, if best case scenario, this is...
I just want to say this, though. I mean, I was watching last night. They should have just let you in the building, shut that game down. That was not a game that they needed to play. That was an ugly, ugly.
The boys were so – because I was top of mind for the entire organization.
Yes, it seemed that way.
Without saying too much about behind the scenes, I mean, I really did cause a shutdown. For and actually this part's true, for a solid like 30 minutes we didn't know what we were going to do, because we had a whole video board, it's a full show we do. And I will say that we will rebuild. I feel fine now. I seriously, I'm gonna go get another test this morning, but as far as, you know, do I have a fever? No.
They should have just
I have a history of migraines, so I thought maybe that, you know,
no.
Is that it? But I, you
know, that would not lead to a positive test.
Well, because I don't know, man.
Well, you are Mr. COVID. You know that not everyone gets symptoms. What I would just say is, in the future, if you could wear your mask, we would all appreciate that.
You know what? You better write this down, because I'm about to tell you to fuck.
Oh, come on.
You better watch it. Listen.
Oh, come on.
I can't leave, man. I can't do anything now. And I, not like I was trying to do a bunch anyway, but it was still nice to know that you had a little bit of the freedom to go to the store. I can't even go to the store now. The doc said, you know, that is even out of the question for me.
Well,
I now have to be the guy. You know, we talk and we make fun of the people that wear the mask in their cars, because we say, like, there's no reason to wear a mask in your car. No. I have to now wear my mask in my car.
You technically can't see anyone until September 9th, right? I mean, it technically speaking, until that'd be 14 days.
So they were saying to me that because I am asymptomatic, and you know what? I don't even know how much I want to believe these rules now. I'm just going to probably hide myself in a corner somewhere. But they said because I'm asymptomatic and I don't have any type of signs right now, that I might be okay with like 10 days quarantine.
Right.
Either way, it'd be over a week. And either way, I ain't leaving. And best believe, though.
Well, if you would have just
called in every sympathy,
if you would have stayed inside, I mean, that would have kind of helped everyone out. I mean, I know you did. I know you went on that trip as well. And it's okay.
I wouldn't let you. I mean, it was me and homegirl. We only hung out with each other. We camped in a tent.
I do know you like to gallivant, get some food from the ship. I know that, you know, there's been
gallivant. Hold on, I'm stepping the lead here. This dummy, and by this dummy, I mean you have been playing pickleball. I think you've actually upped your pickleball game in COVID.
Sure, I'm great.
You have been out and about. You went out before.
All right, with that being said, it's hump day. It's Wednesday, August 26th. Well, you know, we do have a lot of news we just covered, but let's do some more news. How about that?
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team!
Oh, Peter.
Hartzell 19, man.
Oh, boy. My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Because I feel like I'm maybe... Because everyone keeps asking, like, are you... Like, what do you feel? I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Right.
Because at this point, man, this virus, I'm now speaking only anecdotally, which I wish I didn't have to speak anecdotally, but this thing, it's got to be airborne, right?
No, I mean,
it's got to be.
I think if you just would have taken the precautions, we would be all right. I truly believe that. It's okay. Hey, listen, and if people have gotten it, and people you know, have not taken it seriously enough, and that's all right. It happens. And now we just need you to get better. That's what we want. We're all wanting you to get better.
What's the definition of false positive? Is there any chance I have a false positive?
No. I was able to talk to Dr. Fauci last night, and he said,
"Oh, you did? Okay.
You know, Pete, if Hartzell would have been a little more careful, probably wouldn't have got COVID-19. Wear your mask."
I said, "I know. Yeah, I mean, it's preaching to the choir, peeing to the sea, baby."
Let's do the news, man. Thank you, Doc Fauci. I guess I can get his number on speed dial, yeah? Is that one of the perks of COVID you get?
1-800-COVID. Wear your mask.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do. Do I have to? And that was the first thing I said was, like, do I say things to people? Like, I know initially when everything started, everyone took
social
media and said they had it. And then we kind of said no for a while because we weren't sure how they're keeping stats of this stuff. But I was supposed to say something, right?
Man once told me, and I'm going to pass this on to you. We got this, KC Hart. Wear your mask, y'all. Period. I would just follow that advice. A great man told me that.
Who was it that said that?
I don't know. Verified user on Twitter. I can't really remember, but
what's his handle?
It's not hard to KCMS, I'll tell you that much.
COVID!
COVID-19 cases in the Kansas City area. 923 new cases are being reported tonight in the 9-county Kansas City area. More than 700 of those in Kansas City, Missouri, the largest increase in a week.
Every number you're seeing now, Kansas City, add one. And that one, I guess, was me. Pending. I'm going to get a second test. Maybe.
That's key.
That's key. Just prolonging the inevitable. That is the key. That is the key.
Just September 10th. Lock yourself away.
Pete, I don't know what this story is. I don't know if we should call this a retraction or an overstatement. Was my guy just getting a little bit too bold? I don't know. Last show, we talked about how there may be this game-changing breakthrough therapy, convalescence plasma, all right? I got excited, especially now. I'm thinking, okay, I'll be fine. COVID, schmovid. Well, we may have jumped the gun.
The leader of the Food and Drug Administration is now apologizing for overstating the benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with plasma. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn issuing that apology after outcry from medical experts. Scientists and medical experts have been pushing back against the claims. Hahn echoed the president in saying 35 out of 100 people would survive the coronavirus if they were treated with plasma. That claim vastly overstated preliminary findings from the Mayo Clinic. In response to the outcry, Hahn tweeting that criticism aimed at him was, quote, entirely justified.
Mayor Q, we have some changes, at least some ideas that have been proposed, and we're going to talk more about this because this is still a timely story, a forever timely story. Just because you don't see Breonna Taylor's name in the news or George Floyd's name in the news, guess what? You're going to see other people's names, and we have Jacob Blake's name. But as we go back to the beginning of the summer, the beginning of spring, the uprising, the racial reckoning in America. And the whole point of all this is to lead to some change, right? And so we've got some of those changes, at least some of those proposed changes, being released now from Mayor Q.
Mayor Quentin Lucas made some proposed policy changes that were brought up during today's Board of Police Commissioners meeting. Most of that discussion was moved into closed session, however, as the board works on how to properly adjust policies. Among some of the mayor's proposals, those included creating proper procedures for officers to intervene when others are using excessive force, increasing independence for police review, reforming the community complaint process, and requiring board meetings to reopen to the public.
This is from Mayor Q. The measures I proposed will help increase accountability and build community trust, which will lead to a safer city for all. That's Mayor Q. He said in a news release announcing the proposals. That's at a Board of Police Commissioners meeting on Tuesday. Currently, the Office of Community Complaints Director sends the final determination to the Board of Police Commissioners. So this is kind of how the operation works as of right now. Mayor Lucas said the review process needs greater independence outside the board or department leadership. And more proposals. And this one seems to be a no-brainer. This is one of those where it's 2020, y'all. Like, if we got body cameras, turn them on. If we don't have body cameras, why not?
Body cameras may be coming to the Kansas City Police Department as soon as October. The department wants the cameras to turn on every time the cruiser's lights go on. 340 of those cameras will arrive in the coming weeks. About 900 more will be ordered after that.
That number would currently allow a body cam for every sworn KCPD officer.
Okay, Pete, let's do this one, huh? It's on brand, unfortunately, but this is the world we live in, and we hope that we can get better from it because we're doing this in real time. Jacob Blake,
yeah.
I'm sure you have seen the video, maybe even seen even some new video that has been released, and we're still trying to get to the bottom of it. As I'm trying to keep reminding myself that we can be better, I have to keep telling myself that it's an ongoing investigation. The latest from the family, Jacob Blake's He's paralyzed.
The anger boiling over in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Protesters ignoring a curfew last night with outrage in the streets. Storming businesses, swinging baseball bats, setting buildings on fire, and igniting trucks and cars. Police responding with tear gas and pepper spray. The National Guard trying to enforce order. Tensions reaching a fever pitch. Blake's mother making an emotional plea for peaceful protest.
Do Jacob justice on this level and examine your hearts. To all of the police officers, I'm praying for you and your families.
When people see bricks being thrown in the buildings and people getting shot, they don't say that that's a reaction to a greater symptom. Like, they don't say that's a reaction to a bigger problem that is racism or that is, you know. Instead, right. They stop and say, well, the problem now is rioting, or the problem now is looting. And we've lost sight that, you know, Jacob Blake is still alive. He is still fighting for his life. You know, they're like, talk about this man in the active sense, like he is actually listening. You know, George Floyd, talk about George as if his memory is still active, you know, because when you end up getting stuck on the rioting, you forget about the movement overall. And I think that, you know, Democrats, you know, it's not all kumbaya. Like Republicans, RNC, you've heard all week, not everything is rioting, but also on my end, on my team side on the left, not everything is kumbaya. And we have to be able to say that what is working, that is right, we need to prop that up. But we also need to shoot this stuff down immediately when it comes to like this rioting and stuff, because it's ruining the message. It's ruining the movement. And the whole point of all this was to make a moment a movement. And I'm not going to lose sight on reasons why you want to break into that store, because I get it too. I'm mad. I'm angry. I am tired. But you got to remember, y'all, that we got to be better than this, because so many people watching at home are going to say, I understand their frustration because of this. They're going to say, there goes the Wendy's. You know what I mean?
And
that's that.
I saw it in the NFL, and I realized, because nothing led to deaths, that's way less serious, so keep that in mind. But where, because the protest was during the national anthem, it became so much more about something else over time. Like over time, it became you're disrespecting the flag, which is what it had nothing to do with. And again, it is a little bit different, but it's where I can relate to where I saw it, where you're almost giving, I think, people an excuse where you have a riot and two people died to change the message. I mean, you see for example, the NRA is another organization that finds ways to twist it all the time, where they're finding ways to twist stories and things like that. And yeah, I support peaceful protesting, but there's no way you could look at a protest that results in two deaths where you're trying to save Black lives and making sure Black lives matter and say that is a success. I don't, you can't, there are two deaths resulting from that protest. So something certainly needs to change. And I am glad that people are taking action. I also realize who I am in this too. It's hard for me to really stand on a pedestal and say this is how you should be, because I can't really relate fully. But at the same time, I just know that two people dying is not the result we want, right?
We can't fall for the okey-doke. They want to discredit this movement so bad. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find reasons to discredit this. And the minute that first shot is fired, we've lost the narrative for at least a little bit. And Jacob Blake deserves way more than that. Like I said, this man is paralyzed. His kids had to watch that happen to him. They deserve much better than that. And we deserve more information as well. And that's the whole point, too, is that this is still a continually ongoing investigation
in Kansas City, and I think that's a positive step, and I know I'm relating it back to Kansas City and it's something in Wisconsin, but the fact that there are going to be body cameras when the lights turn on, I think that's a huge first step, because I think the way to start alleviating some of these major problems that have lasted for years and years and years is to get as much information as possible so you can say what went wrong in this situation. This was really wrong. Get rid of the bad guys, keep the good guys, and maybe you can take a step in the right direction, and you hope that that type of action is happening everywhere, you know?
Let's take it now to COVID.
Back to COVID.
The gating criteria, because I have seen on Twitter and Facebook, parents going back and forth, they're, you know, why can my kid go back to school in this district, but they won't be allowed to go to school in this district?
You've heard the phrase already. It's called the gating criteria. Here's a look at the chart from the Johnson County Health Department. There's a green, yellow, and red zone. Each section is based on the percentage of positive tests and if new cases are increasing. Some parents are worried the data is skewed because of the way the county is testing the community.
Of course, a large percentage of people are going to test positive for the virus when you're mostly testing the sick.
It's a complaint we've heard several times. So we asked Johnson County's health director about it directly. Is the positivity rate skewed?
Nothing can be further from the truth. We are testing people with symptoms and people without symptoms.
There you go, Pete. You just made the point. Who do I believe? Do we believe the person who's very passionately for or against something, using anecdotal evidence and then using that person's info and going to Twitter? Or do we trust the doctor?
It seems like there's a natural inclination for human beings to want to reaffirm their point more than poke holes and try to find, well, where am I wrong here? And I don't know how you can get over that, especially in math. And I worry about that, man, sometimes, because it's just, like I said, we're getting further and further apart.
What a great transition, huh? From talking about expanding our horizons to getting out of our bubble to embracing new ideas. Our next story is a political party's propaganda week. RNC!
On the second night of the RNC, a highly anticipated speech by the First Lady, Melania Trump, delivering her keynote address live from the White House Rose Garden, speaking to an audience that included her husband, as well as Vice President Pence and the Second Lady.
Just as you are fighting for your families, my husband, our family, and the people in this administration are here fighting for you.
Melania rarely speaks publicly about the president.
He loves this country, and he knows how to get things done.
It was a long speech. Did you watch last night? Did you watch anything? Did you watch any of the RNC?
I watched the Royals, and I watched sporting a little bit.
Are you going to do more writing? Is that the plan now with this season? Because I know you are you're a big podcast guy now, but are you going to do any more of the actual typing things out?
The hope is that it barely changes for the user at arrowheadpride.com this fall, because it is going to be completely different for us who are taking it in. I'm not sure the next time I'm going to be at Arrowhead Stadium. We still haven't found that out yet as far as what the protocol is going to be for the regular season. So as much as we can, we want to make the user experience like you're used to during the football season. We find that like football is going to be escape for people. But yeah, I don't know. I worry about being able to replicate that.
I thought you sounded like Melania there for a second, talking about how you wanted to keep things as normal for the fall as possible, because that's what she talked about in her speech. She talked about COVID. She talked about how great of a man her husband, 45, is. He was sitting there in the Rose Garden. They did a few weird things in this convention. They did some naturalization ceremonies, like he became a citizen at the RNC. That was weird. Gave a few pardons out. That was also weird. You know, par for the course. I love a good propaganda machine, don't you? Ride KC, let's just do this real quick because there were some operators who did test positive.
Four Ride KC bus operators have tested positive recently for COVID-19. The four operators worked between August 7th and 18th on various routes. Ride KC is continuing to follow safety measures to prevent the spread of the virus, including mask wearing and plexiglass shields for operators.
All right, Pete, all good stories from here on out, man. I tried to stack it so we got that stuff out of the way early. So if you're still with us now, whoo, I hope you're ready for business to be picked up. Let's start with a birthday. Birthday, baby! Happy 104th.
A Kansas City, Kansas woman celebrated her 104th birthday surrounded by loved ones.
God bless you. Happy birthday! Thank you. God bless you.
Isn't she delightful? This is Curly Davis, and she was greeted with a parking lot parade at the Mount Carmel Church of God in Christ. Family, friends, and church members, all socially distanced, gathered to show Curly support on her big day. After the celebration, Curly shared her wisdom for younger generations.
The first thing you get up in the morning is thank the Lord for waking you up. All right. That's the first thing you need to do when you wake up.
All right, Shirley. Curly.
Her name's Curly.
Oh, thank you.
You said Shirley.
I did say Shirley. She sounded like a nice Shirley. I feel like once you hit 100, there's a higher chance of your name being Shirley.
Well,
that's my own headcanon. I don't know if that's true or not. It just seems like a higher chance.
She had another name, and then over the 103 years, her hair got a little curlier and curlier, and now so they call her Curly.
Is that what you went with? Is that what it was?
No, I mean, that's just, I am going to celebrate tonight by having a curly temple.
Starbucks, a first. We are breaking with tradition. The earliest that pumpkin spice has been released. It is now. I am pumped. We are pumpkin spice ready.
Pumped for pumpkin spice.
Oh, baby. And Starbucks has a hotline for you. This is hilarious. And also, this is totally real.
If you're coming here to spice up your leaf life, then you have definitely come to the right place. Dial 1 to head out on a hayride. Dial 2 to practice your pumpkin mantras. Dial 3 to cozy up with your cup. Dial 4 to hear flannel on repeat. Dial 5 to adventure to the pumpkin cream cold brew falls. Dial 6 for endless PSL perfection. Dial 7 to go on a lovely leaf-crunching stroll. Dial 8 to knit sweaters with Grandpa.
There you go. PSLs, that's
pumpkin. Personal seat license.
Oh, is that what it is? Finger licking good? No, no, no. Colonel Sanders, you gotta be checking with your local CDC guidelines. We can't be licking fingers in COVID. No, and because of that, KFC, they are doing away, at least for a little bit, with the finger licking good tagline.
I'm Colonel Harlan Sanders, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger licking good.
If you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
I will say I'm very much looking forward to my mom. And I'm just going to throw this out there on this podcast. If anybody wants to, you know, maybe drop me off something to eat, you know, I can't leave for like 10 days. You know, I've heard some people get, you know, potlucks being brought to their home. People leave them outside their door. And, you know, if anybody wants to do that, I'm just saying.
Anyone that goes and visits Hartzell, just do me a favor and wear your mask. We got this, Casey.
Oh, I hate you so much.
What?
You're taking my own words against me. Wrapping it up with this. You know what? What an excellent transition, actually. What an excellent transition. Taking my words, using them against me in the age of Zoom calls. We got to be careful, y'all. You never know who's listening. You never know who is muted. You never know who is unmuted.
I'm on a Zoom call and the teacher is like, turn your camera on, just mute your mic, just don't be in bed or in the bathroom or like in your kitchen. Where else am I supposed to go? I don't got like 18 bedrooms.
Okay, easy now. You can be in your kitchen. I didn't say anything about not being in the kitchen. I just said you need to be in an appropriate place.
Oh my.
And I was just giving some examples.
God, I thought
you
I was.
You can be in your bedroom. I just mean don't be in bed under the blankets. Okay.
What the hell was that? What was that audio?
That was a Zoom call. This little girl was recording her Zoom call because she was recording her lecture. Did not realize her mic was not muted, and she went on. She went on Mr. Teach, and Teach said, "Hey, I can hear you. So kids, before you do anything." Remember, check that mic. Check that mic and check that camera button.
Because back in my day,
I ain't got no pants on right now. And Pete.
Okay, too much and too much. Back in my day, the only thing the teacher could really do is intercept notes, which was like a mortifying experience when they were able to get one of your notes and you were sweet on Delisa and you were trying to pass over a note and chat her up. And there she is, Sister Ann, swiping in to take that note and read it to the class.
Now, Sister Ann has entered the chat. That's the updated form. The updated form of that in 2020.
Man, mortify. I just got chills thinking about it.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter! Sweetie! Hoo-hoo-hoo! For someone who...
Voice of an angel. Royals baseball, you know about them, the boys in blue. It was the Ryan's show last night against the Cardinals. Ryan McBroom had two hits and drove in the winning run with the single in the eighth inning, 5-4. Ryan O'Hearn added a solo home run, and the Royals beat the Cardinals 5-4 on Tuesday night, but a scary moment in the eighth inning.
But if he does, strike him out, throw him out.
He is running, and it's lifted to left field. Witt is back. He turns, and Molina hits it off the top of the wall. And with DeJong running, he is out at the plate. The Royals get an out at home plate as Yadier Molina just missed a home run, and DeJong was running on the pitch.
Alberto Mondesi with the relay throw to get him at the plate, and the Royals hold on. So now they've split and have the rubber match of the three-game set against the Cards tonight, 7:15, Jake Junis on the mound. Mike Matheny trying to win the series against his old team. How about that?
Hit your cutoff, man!
Coach Mike.
Big Mike in the house.
Mikey Baseball. All right, other MLB news. White Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito tossed a no-hitter against the Pittsburgh Pirates last night as they won the 4-0, so that's nice. The Chiefs, off day yesterday, players' day off. I was able to get some shopping done. Thanks for asking. The NFL confirmed Mike...
We're two what? Of them. Where'd you go?
What? Where'd Nowhere you near your house, so I didn't have to worry about COVID. The Chiefs were off yesterday, but the NFL confirmed Mike Pinnell's suspension, so Mike Pinnell will be suspended for the first two games of the season. Andy Reid is scheduled to speak to the media on Wednesday. We talked about the stuff with Jacob Blake. The Detroit Lions decided not to have practice yesterday so that they could speak to the media and have their own peaceful protest, which is being looked at as a really positive step in among the NFL circles. Hartzell, do we talk about sporting or what? What do you think?
Hanson dances right past Busio this time. Running in Matt Beisler. Plays it through on the backside to Quintero, and Quintero slides it home. Sporting Kansas City getting carved apart right now. The Houston Dynamo lead at 5-2 in the 61st first minute.
5-2 final. From they Sporting just, Park.
The guys were concerned about me. Okay. They had saw my tweet I had made right before the game started. And honestly, like I don't have this as a matter of fact. It may, you know, this is just anecdotal evidence, but from what I heard, the guys actually thought about maybe not even playing the game in my honor. So that's just what
Johnny Russell and Gotti Kinda had goals for Sporting and the losing effort. I believe this was Houston, one of their first wins, if I heard correctly.
That was an upset. Yeah, it was an upset.
So
they're not very good.
Where it's good is Sporting gets a crack at Houston on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Hartzell, will you be involved in that one or what?
You know, I got to take a test in about 2 hours, Pete, so I'll get back with you in 2.5 hours.
This is the type of game where afterwards maybe you take a polar plunge, maybe you cut a chicken's head off. You have to really reverse the luck. And so I wish that for Sporting as they head into the weekend trying to avenge was a tough loss. That was a tough loss last
still
night.
Still sitting pretty in first, all right? The view from the top is still real nice in the Western Conference, all right? So we
fine. Not a good night for Tim Melia.
I will say that, I know, let me do the whole thing. It might be the last time I do it for a while. In goal, number 29, Tim Melia. Take it away.
The Dynamo, unfortunately, had scored a total of 6 goals in their first 6 matches.
Oh, okay. You're not done yet. Just want to keep on, keep piling on. Okay. Peter P. Sweet and the P stands for piling on Pete. Okay.
Anyway, okay, so then. They need to flush that tape. That's what we say in the other football, is flush the tape and you move on. And that's sports. Wow. What a time to be alive.
Flush
sport.
That tape. Flush that tape. Flush yeah. that tape.
It's not something they ever want to watch again, ever. All right, we got some events. Did you know that today, Hartzell, is National Dog Day? Did you know that? Are you going to celebrate with your dog?
I don't know what the rules are. I'm not sure I'm allowed to go see him. I don't want to spread it.
Miss Muriel can bring the dog to Barkay with Cam, and they together can celebrate National Dog Day. Bring your pups for a complimentary cookie from Three Dog Bakery, served a la mode with ice cream from Betty Ray's Ice Cream at Barkay. They're going to celebrate from 7:30 to 8:30, so it's a dog day afternoon. If you weren't sick, Hartzell, I'd bring you because you are my dog. Also today, a couple...
Take a laugh. What? Take 2 laughs on that one, man.
You are, man. A couple farmers markets today to know about. OP, KCK at Strawberry Hill, Independence. So if you need that fresh produce, head on over to the farmers markets happening till the early afternoon.
Hey, what's a song that I don't even know what to play? I'm sick, I'm sad, I'm tired. What do you play in this situation?
Not my job, not my problem. Tonight at 7 p.m.
Okay, no problems. That's what I do. No
problem. Elias Center is hosting free African Orisha Yoga. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's free to attend. Please spread the word and join us for your open heart and open mind. Heart, so you can't go to this. So just so you know that. It's Parking Lot Musicians of the Kansas City Symphony. This is actually happening tomorrow night. In, it looks like Genesee Street. So that's your area, is it not?
Yep, down here by the bottoms.
Yeah, I can't go to that one either, but it's at the campground. KC Symphony, Music of the Kansas City Symphony, so that's cool.
The campground is more, that's Stockyards District. That's closer to Hy-Vee Arena.
Don't know the area
Look
that well.
Me. Look at me, GPS-ness. As the mayor of the bottoms, I have to know these things.
Hartzell, you can find, just look for that green door and yellow car. Lydia's annual heirloom tomato dinner tomorrow at 4 o'clock, hosted by Lydia, $65 a person. This is something they do every year where they're really putting the spotlight on tomatoes, which are a great fruit. Did you know that tomatoes are a fruit?
Should. Oh, yeah, of course. I knew it was a fruit. It's got seeds in it, right? Isn't that the rule?
Another deal, summer supper at Stock Hill. They're actually doing that today if you want some of that. And here's an event for you, Heart to the Closeout events, as you finally get the music on.
I did my best to know.
I thought you would like this. Johnson County is hosting a Trump nomination watch party. So join the fellow Republicans Thursday night to watch the final night of the RNC.
Turn up, all right.
Large screen set up in the parking lot. Food truck, bring your lawn chairs, and hang out with some fellow Republicans, baby.
I can't
Johnson County.
I can't think of anything I would rather
OP.
Do than... Nah, I don't want to do any of that. I'd rather take a COVID test.
Oh, come on. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Super fun, yeah. My sign is vital. A room full of Daves watching the...
Oh, come on.
A room full of Daves and Kyles watching...
We just talked about it. We just talked about how we need to be more united.
I know. What am I doing?
Come on. What are we doing here?
Am I human or am I a dancer, Mike?
Are we dancer?
I guess I got to give you some advice, huh?
Please do. I need advice now, Pete, more than ever. Peter W. Sween, the W stands for Wednesday Wisdom. My man breaks us off.
All right, here we go.
Set us straight for the rest of the week. Peter, take it away.
Wear your mask. We got this, KC. That Hartzell Gray says right here.
What was the date for that? Can you look at the
date? I'm not. It's just something where if you do your due diligence, you won't get COVID. So don't worry about it. My mom told me, sometimes people pretend you're a bad person so they don't feel guilty for the things they did to you. And I felt that. anonymous.
This also feels like it's a very on-the-nose quote for me today.
The only thing to do with good advice is to pass it on. It is never of any use to oneself. Oscar Wilde. Wow. He's really hitting home with the advice today.
Big O. Oscar the Grouch.
No one wants advice, only corroboration. John Steinbeck. Most people who ask for advice from others have already resolved to act as it pleases them. Khalil Gibran. Wow. Unreal. I don't like to give advice. I like to give people information because everybody's life is different and everybody's journey is different. Dolly Parton said that. Bless you, Dolly. My trainer don't tell me nothing between rounds. I don't allow him to. I fight the fight. All I want to know is did I win the round? It's too late for advice. Muhammad Ali said that. The artist formerly known as Cassius Clay. All right. You want to hear one more?
Yeah, I can build it for you. Let me know. Are we human? One more. Bring us
up. Beauty without expression is boring, Hartzell. So be beautiful today, you little beautiful boy. Ralph Waldo Emerson with a little spice from Pete Sweeney. Now, I know you never heard this before, Hartzell, but let me just tell you, dude. Hand sanitizer is your friend. Just try to stay out of bars. I know that you are sometimes a bar fly. And number one thing is wear that mask. Okay? That's something I got to tell you to make sure you do. No lake trips, no trips across the country, no nothing. Just be smart. And, yeah, and look, we're pulling for you. We hope that you will be all right through this. Well, prayers up. Prayers up, prayers up before you get down.
Pete, give me a letter so I can tell you to kick rocks. I got to go take a test. I got to go take another.
For Vendetta.
I'm done. I am done. I am absolutely done with you. My name is Hartzell Peter. Be well, my friend. Very well. Kansas City, be well. Be safe. I love you. Wear your mask.
The KC Morning Show.
I love you too, Pete. Say goodbye. It might be the last time.
Bienvenidos.